This is National Geographic Weekend. I'm Boyd Mattson. And part of what we do at National Geographic, of course, is bring the rest of the world home to you so you can see how other cultures, how people live, exploring places you've never been. But part of the world, of course, is America. And sometimes we ignore our very own culture and stories. And that's why we have John Fulbright with us, who tells the story of Americana as well as any contemporary musician. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
And really, just, you came out of nowhere. Well, if you call Oklahoma nowhere.
Sometimes I do, yeah.
And suddenly, the world, this first album kind of produced on the sly, not a big company, not a big recording contract, and it gets nominated for a Grammy because somehow the word spoke and said, this is the story of America and real experiences.
Well, that's one way to put it. We're saying oftentimes that wasn't supposed to happen, you know, that guys like me weren't supposed to get nominated for Grammys. But luckily, we did get this genre that they're calling Americana now, that's this huge umbrella that so many artists fit under now. And what I play isn't very genre-specific.
Well, John, you've got your second album. Do you still call them albums?
Yeah.
The second album is out, and I love the title, Songs.
Songs.
But one of them really got to me, and it's called Going Home. If you've traveled a lot, as I have, where you're away from home for a long time, there's something about you lose yourself in wherever you are until about 2 days before you know it's over and you're headed home. And suddenly the energy just picks up. Whatever you were feeling down, you suddenly are charged. And the song carries that. It's like, it's up, it's going, we're headed home.
Yeah, it's my favorite feeling, I think, knowing that I will be home. It's kind of a Homer's Odyssey kind of a thing, where it's very important to know that wherever I go, I can always go back to where I started.
Well, rather than talk about it, let's listen to a little bit of this. This is John Fulbright doing Going Home.
The hole I've worn inside my shoe is where my soul is slipping through. The sidewalk ended, I'm going home. Oh, when I left, I had a choice, lose my mind or lose my voice. The voice stopped singing, I'm going home.
We're talking here on National Geographic Weekend with John Fulbright, who's a new CD or album is called Songs, appropriately. This is his second one. Telling stories, and here's the thing I find when you write. Sometimes you fall in love with something you've written, and it's really not that good, and oftentimes you have to go back to it 6 months or a year later to realize how bad it was.
Yeah.
Does that happen with a songwriter?
Oh, constantly. I think it's safe to say that any songwriter, if you ask them what their favorite song is, they'll say the last thing that they've written, whether it's good or bad. And it takes time. You have to listen to what you do through someone else's ears. It's the equivalent of walking a mile in someone else's shoes. It can be heartbreaking sometimes that, you know, you think you've come up with something really grand and you go back later and realize that it's really not anything. You know, the concept might have been there, but the end result really wasn't much.
It's hard to say goodbye to one of your kids that you've nurtured, one of the lines that you thought was so good. Here's the thing today. It's hard to know how to start if you're a musician, how to get heard. It's hard to break into radio formats, so they're going to shows like American Idol or The Voice. Was there ever a point when you were starting out you thought, maybe I should try one of those?
Whenever I first started writing songs, when I was a teenager, growing up in rural Oklahoma, I thought that I was supposed to write modern kind of country songs, like pickup truck, dirt road, beer, you know, living life songs. And I tried to do that, and I was terrible at it. And I'm glad I was bad at it, because I've found that none of that really meant anything. This, and as far as the American Idols and the Voice and all that kind of stuff, they're trying to create a whole lifetime, a whole career with all of its ups and downs that takes years and years and years. You get knocked down, you get back up. You get knocked down, you get back up. And they try to condense that into about 30 seconds to get the audience to root for you. And that's just, that's pure cornstarch. That's nothing. You know, you can't eat that every night. But I think that eventually people will find that they're a lot hungrier than they thought they were for a nutritious song. And they'll go find, you know, the people that actually are real, you know, the ones that have actually lived lives and wrote about it. You know, I think that eventually people will want that again.
And that brings up one other point. Sometimes writers feel they actually have to experience depression, heartache, being drunk to write about the most miserable times in their life. And that can also destroy you as fast as it can.
Sure
make
can,
you.
Yeah.
So can you write sad without being sad?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I forget what famous author said, that alcohol was the writer's black lung disease. You know, it's like part of the job. And that's not true. But it sure is a romantic idea that to, you know, that every relationship that you get in and every you know, everything that's going good in the back of your mind, you think, when this ends, I'm going to write a really good song. That's a sick way to live your life. But that is a very real and romantic notion when it comes to this stuff. I fell for it, you know, when I got into it, for sure. But I'm crawling out of it.
Do friends and girlfriends worry that you'll tell the story of your time together?
They might. I don't, yeah.
Well, I tell you, sometimes you struggle to think, what can I write about? What's going to be different? You start putting pressure on yourself as a writer. But I thought cleverly, you wrote a song about writing songs.
I
a
did.
Song about songs.
A song about writing a song. And that was two parts. One, that's a common theme in country music right now that I can't stand, is the song about the song. It's the riding down the back roads listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Like, they're writing a song about their favorite song, and that's a cop-out. You can't do that. That's a, you know, it's in the rule book. You can't do that.
Yeah, can't do that. Okay.
And number two, some of my favorite writers, Shel Silverstein and Harry Nilsson and, you know, Randy Newman, guys like that, they have an uncanny ability to write about what they're writing about. It's a strange thing to even say. It sounds ridiculous. But it's a sense of humor. Like, it's they'd use it as John Hartford could do it too. And mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's like, as you were writing the song, you just throw in a little line about, you know, at what point in the song you're in, you know, maybe here comes the chorus, I'll write a line about here comes the chorus, you know. And I would always get a really big kick out of that, like, man, it really takes a lot of skill to be able to do something like that. So I sat down and decided I was gonna try to, you know, write an homage to, you know, Harry Nilsson and Shel Silverstein.
Well, let's listen to a little of this. It's a great little tune, and it is clever as well.
Thank
so
you.
Here's Write a Song. This is John Fulbright. This is off of the new album, Songs.
Think a thought. What you think a thought about the very thought you think. Hold a pen and write a line about the ink. Think a thought about a thought.
A song about songwriting. You didn't write about staying up all night for 6 nights in a row, or 6 weeks in a row, trying to think of the next line.
No.
So does it come to you easily?
No, nothing comes easily. No, I labor. I labor over the words. Words are always hard. Always hard. The rhymes are always... And I think I heard, John Hyatt said in some interview, he said, every time I write a song, I think it's the last song I'll ever write. And I was so glad that he said that, because I felt the exact same way. And he's, you know, this incredible genius songwriter that we all look up to. And for him to say something like that, it really resonated with me.
Well, based on the evidence from your new album, Songs, you haven't run out of things to say yet. Great songs. John Fulbright. They call it Americana. I just call it truth in music. It sounds great. Love it. Thank you for sharing some of it with us.
Well, thanks for having me. And live a life. Live a life that is the life you want to live.
We have long wondered, are we all alone here on Earth, or is there life somewhere else out in the universe? Maybe there's some creatures here on Earth that could tell us what we should be looking for, and we'll find that out coming up here on the show. And speaking of images that don't conform to our usual picture, like you can't judge a book by the cover, you also can't judge a strong man by his biceps. So we're going to search for some of the strongest men on the planet, but what do you see how we're judging their strength? These guys can bend steel. All ahead here on National Geographic Weekend. I'm Boyd Matson.
Write a song about a song.